皆様、本日はジル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now here's Phil。
Bill Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. This is Safety Week. There's a lot of spot checks going on in homes across this country. Halloween's a couple of weeks away. And there are a number of things that need to be looked at. Electrical. Believe it or not, I got home the other night, and our daughter Catherine had started stringing little pumpkin lights. We got these pumpkin, little plastic pumpkins with lights in them. She had strung them up the staircase and had plugged it in. She's got this big, heavy-duty extension cord. That somebody could have tripped on and broken her neck, but at least she was using the right kind of cord, I guess. But it's, you know, even at Halloween, you have these lights and things. And Jay Santos, who is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, this is a volunteer auxiliary police force in the South Bay in Los Angeles, is with us on the line. You guys had a little bit of a problem today, Jay. All I know is what Mike told me. Was there some kind of an alert?
Well, Phil, I'll tell you something. Probably the toughest thing that any law enforcement officer will ever have to do is inform a buddy that something has occurred in his own home. And that was the case today. And I have just gotten off the phone with the individual involved and some of the other individuals, some of the principals involved. I have been on the phone for the last 4 hours since this went down. And I do want to stress, this is Safety Week, and I will just say this again. One of the toughest things you'll ever have to do in law enforcement, those of us, even the Citizens Auxiliary Police law enforcement, is to inform a buddy that something has happened and that a potential tragedy has occurred.
Was this happened today?
This happened today, Phil. And
can you tell us about it?
I suppose I can tell you about it from the standpoint that this could happen to any of us. But it was very, very tough for me because this is a friend of mine. He is also an officer with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's one of our watch commanders. I will tell you that we were doing safety checks in not only different homes throughout the South Bay, but we were also doing safety checks on other officers' homes. So other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we would go in and do safety checks in their homes. This particular individual was away at work and was not able to do this safety check in his own home, so I had told him that I would do that. And we did enter his home this afternoon at 3 p.m. We went into his home. We were looking for obvious things, smoke detectors, electrical outlets, earthquake kits, usable pieces of furniture, dangerous pieces of furniture. I was in his home approximately 3:15 this afternoon. I was in the master bedroom area, which is a master suite. Area of his house. At that time, I was instructed by this individual to make sure that they had an earthquake kit that was prepared and was inside one of the dresser bureau drawers. This is where generally you're going to keep most of your clothing, but they do keep a small earthquake kit there, which has flashlights and batteries, Phil. I'm sure you understand a lot of people in Southern California have not only larger earthquake kits, but they keep a smaller version of that.
We've got one in the garage, I guess, one in the house.
Right. So I had gone into the dresser bureau of this individual home, and as I was going through a couple of the drawers, I came upon a cardboard box, dimensions of which were about 1 foot by 1 foot. And I would say that it was a cardboard box about 6 inches deep. It was constructed basic standard shipping box with heavy-duty construction paper. At that time, I observed in the box, and I did remove the box from the dresser, three hard plastic cylindrical vibrating devices, approximately 7 to 8.5 inches in length. I also observed at that time two others, approximately 12 inches in length.
Now, what were these?
Well, obviously, there was something that was going on. There were three hard plastic vibrating devices. I also observed two soft rubber simulated phallic devices. One was flesh tone in color. Another was black, both with a simulated scrotum, if you will, a hanging scrotum. I also observed at that time one soft rubber simulated double-headed phallic device, approximately 2 feet in length, with a handle area and some kind of a plug or a knob at the base of each shaft. I also observed at that time one pair of what appeared to be metallic balls or orbs attached by a leather cord. Now, at that time, Phil, I observed that this was a potential breach in this gentleman's marriage, a violation of a marital agreement, something I do know that I do know this gentleman very well. I know that he had a prenuptial agreement with his wife. And I'll tell you, one of the toughest things law enforcement officer will ever have to do is to call a buddy and tell him that we have observed these items. And I made a recommendation of this fellow officer that I would step away from the situation, allow them to work this out, but that he should consider this a serious violation of their marriage contract. And I can tell you that he was...
Well, hold on for a second, Jay. You found a box, obviously, with a bunch of marital aids?
There was a vibrating devices. There were simulated phallic devices. That's correct.
Okay. This is not part of the Citizens Auxiliary Police safety check.
No, Phil, it is not. What it is, though, is a discovery of items used by this gentleman's wife, obviously in lieu of him, items used by this man's wife for some kind of stimulation that she is obviously not asking him to provide, items used by this man's wife for some kind of sexual stimulation that she apparently did not have the courage to mention to the man.
Did this come as a shock to him?
Oh, absolutely. He had no idea that she had these items. He had absolutely no idea. And I can tell you that he was extremely angry. I did confiscate these items. Now, this is a breach. It's something that I don't think you ever want to see. You're right, technically, it was not a part of my duty in terms of the safety check, but it was a breach. I called her. I told her I was confiscating these items. She was, I suppose, understandably upset. You know, Phil, there are...
Now, I don't want to know the name of the guy. Obviously, we want to protect their anonymity.
I would insist upon that, yes. But it was my duty as an officer and as a friend to tell him about this. But I will tell you, it is my job when I think that the marital vows of any one of our officers of the Citizens Auxiliary Police have been breached, or that they have been in some way abused, or that they have been in some way compromised. I will feel it my duty to speak to him about this, and that is what I did. He was awfully, very, very angry. And
all right, this is weird, man.
It was very weird for me too. I can tell you that we were not looking for these things. We were looking for earthquake preparedness kits. We were looking for smoke detectors. But when you come upon these items, and this is a man who I respect very much. I do know both of them very, very well. I had no idea that his wife was in lieu of an intimate life with her husband. Was apparently utilizing, and I think we have to come to the conclusion that she was using any or all of these items. And it wasn't so much the fact, Phil, that she had a marital aid. It was that she had multiple marital aids in this box, which I would say is a breach of the marital contract.
Well, you're saying that she had three hard plastic cylindrical, she had three vibrators?
I observed three hard plastic cylindrical vibrating devices. 7 to 8.5 inches in length, two soft rubber simulated phallic devices, one soft rubber simulated double-headed phallic device, and a pair of what appeared to be metallic balls or orbs. All of these I found in this cardboard box. It was confiscated. We have it back at one of our substations right now.
And is it your? Do you have the right?
I was requested by the officer in question that since it was his home, since he did not know that his wife had these items. If I would confiscate them, yeah.
How's he doing?
He's not doing well. He's not doing well at all. And this is the kind of tragedy that's going to visit a marriage that you hope can be worked out. The ethnicity of one of the marital aids was obviously disturbing. I'm sorry?
Well, when you say the ethnicity of one of the marital...
Well, one of them was black. That obviously speaks to some sort of a perversion on her part, and so we are all very concerned. He's not doing very well. We are trying to see if we can work this out, but when you come upon a situation like this, it's our job.
Well, to me, it sounds like you compromised somebody's privacy.
I was instructed by this gentleman to observe, and I did, and we found these things.
And you consider her having these items to be a breach?
Absolutely. I don't think there's a person who would disagree with that. When you're a man, and you're married to a woman, and you are a healthy man, and you are a man trying to provide, and you're a man trying to love your wife, and she goes out behind your back and purchases, again, I have to go to our checklist, one soft rubber simulated double-headed phallic device approximately 2 feet in length, and a black simulated phallic device with simulated hanging scrotum. And again, I don't mean to be graphic.
Yeah, we don't have to be that graphic, okay?
But the point, Phil, is that there is a breach, that she has breached their marriage contract. And Citizens Auxiliary Police, of course, you know, it's not our job, but we do look for these things.
All right, Jay, I need for you to hang on the line. 1-800-449-8686. Citizens Auxiliary Police went into a fellow officer's home tonight and found a box of a number of marital aids that this fellow officer's wife had, and they consider that to be a breach of the marriage contract since the husband didn't know that they were in there. It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos on the line with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I know it's been a very, very tough day, Jay, but just to recap, you were doing safety checks at fellow officers' homes tonight?
We do that, Phil, for a lot of fellow officers, just to sort of cross-check. This particular officer this evening has a second job, and so he was at that place of employment this evening. We went and did the safety check. And at that time, we did observe the items that I mentioned.
All right. Now, you went into his bedroom. You found a cardboard box that had vibrators, phallic devices, as you call it, simulated phallic devices.
One of them was, and I do want to make it clear, one of them is black. And
well, what one of the rubber phallic devices, one was flesh tone?
And one was black, yes, sir.
What difference does that make?
Well, what is your opinion of that? I mean, you know, the fact that...
What would be my opinion? Of all the things you're mentioning, that's probably the least thing that I would be worried about, whether or not...
I guess I should mention that this couple is white. So there was sort of a breach there, and...
Well, I don't want to get bogged down in minutia here, but there's a white couple, so she had a black phallic device, so what?
Well, I'll tell you something. If you have to ask that question...
No, I don't... Like I said, I don't want to get bogged down in the minutia, so she had a black phallic device, and she also had a flesh-tone one, right?
She had both, right? That's correct. And I had to inform him. And I will tell you something, Phil, maybe you don't understand, but when I informed this officer that I found two soft rubber simulated phallic devices, one flesh tone and one black with the simulated things I was talking about, I can tell you he did not take the news very well.
Well, I imagine he took the news about all of this pretty bad.
That is correct, but the fact that she had a black one.
All right, let me go to Charlotte here on the...
Well, you need to get into her head. She actually chose... You know, the black one, I think you'd say. And that again, is a breach of the marital contract.
All right. I can't speak to that right now. Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm giving a call. I think he breached her privacy. I don't think he has any right.
I was asked I had permission, sir, to go into this house to do a safety check. They asked me to go into this bureau to make sure they had an earthquake kit.
Is it illegal?
Is it, if I've got permission, no, sir, it is not.
No. Is it illegal for her to own those devices?
No, sir. But it is a breach of their marital contract, and I had to inform them of that.
Right. And let's just say that the double-headed phallic device you were saying uses, you know, how's he supposed to react? Maybe this gentleman's using that with his wife.
No, he was surprised. You need to listen a little more carefully there in Charlotte.
I was listening very carefully, and I think you need to open your mind.
He was completely surprised, as I mentioned earlier, that she had these items.
Well, most people act surprised and angry when they're embarrassed.
Well, sir, I can tell you that they belong to her. They were in her side of the bureau.
How do you know they were hers?
Because where I found the box was in an area where there were obviously women's clothing, women's undergarments, etc.
Well, it's none of your business. I mean, you're
well,
not.
I, like I said, sir, as I said, you guys in Charlotte ought to open your ears a little bit. I said I had permission to be in there. And
I'm sitting in what you're trying to start a racial situation as a result of this black phallic device.
Your phone broke up. Say it again.
Okay, I just said he's trying to start some sort of a racial situation regarding a black phallic device.
Well,
he's an officer. He should have no opinion, and I think he should open up his mind in Southern California and stop trying to run such a like attitude.
No, sir, I'm saying that I had to inform him at that. It was my duty to inform him that she had a black dildo. That's my duty.
Right, so you did that. So, but you're saying coming on here and trying to more out of it. Why don't you just let them resolve that amongst themselves?
Well, I have said
your job and leave it be.
I made a recommendation to this fellow officer that I would stop, that I would step away from the situation, allow them to work it out, but that he should consider this a serious violation of the marriage contract on two levels. First of all, she had this collection of marital aids, not just one. Now, we're talking about 7 different marital aids, as well as one of them being of the ethnicity that I mentioned. She was obviously going to town with this stuff.
Her business.
She was going to town. Her business, and I think it's my right too.
Why did you have to tell him?
So that's my duty, Phil.
You just said you're right. You're right. You're right to do what?
It's my duty to tell him when I find the soft rubber simulated phallic device,
right,
as well as the double-headed phallic device. My duty.
See, I don't
your
know
duty.
Who enlisted you as the breach of marital police that can come in and try and do that. I mean, yeah, you
well,
told
wouldn't you call that a
your
breach?
Friend on the same report wouldn't, because you happen to be on the same corps, but, you know, I'm a little confused
well,
to why I'm, people...
What I'm saying is, don't you consider... Come on, pal. I mean, you're a man. I'm a man. Let's go. You go into your wife's... You find a box of that stuff in your wife's dresser, and you didn't know she had it?
No, actually, you know, I'm not married, but I have a girlfriend, a serious girlfriend, and I actually purchased her one.
No, I'm not talking about what you purchased. I'm talking about if she had the stuff and you didn't know it. Yeah, I'll tell you right now. So she wants to cozy up. She wants to cozy up with something 2 foot long and rubber and black instead of you. Hey,
well, then
open your eyes.
I think
you need to open your eyes over there in Charlotte.
Quit talking about the guy
in mind out there in Southern California.
Quit talking about the guy's city, okay? Everybody's together on this thing, all right?
Well, he's the one in Southern California.
No,
he's supposed to be in an open-mind area.
I understand it. I agree with you. I think the man should leave Charlotte out of it or leave Los Angeles out of it.
Well, I'm just saying the guy needs to open up his mind over there. You know, he's talking about how's her
open
husband?
Up his mind. No.
Let me ask you something, pal. How is her husband, or how are you, for that matter, going to compete with a foot-long vibrator?
I don't compete because size has nothing to do with it.
Keep telling yourself that.
I got to take a break here. I thank you. Phil Henry's show. We'll be back with Jay Santos. 1-800-449-8686.
Sto di volare con Phil Henry Hair. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino.
Hi, Phil Henry at 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the line with us with a story that has a few people reeling a little bit concerning privacy, Jay, more than anything else. I mean, I understand that you were in the home doing a safety check. The officer had given you permission to be in his home. You were looking for safety violations. You really weren't looking for boxes of marital aids, but you did find a box that had a significant amount of these things that you're talking about.
That is correct, Phil.
All right, and then you tell the officer about this.
Well, that is correct. I don't think that what I did was a violation of privacy at all. What I did is I alerted him to the fact that this man had not only multiple cylindrical vibrating devices, but that this woman had two rubber simulated phallic devices, one flesh tone, one black, and that this is a white couple. He also had soft rubber simulated double-headed phallic device, approximately 2 feet in length with a hard area, a handle area, I should say, and some kind of a plug or knob. And all of these things, they're in a box for me to see. So I think it's up to me, and it's one of the hardest things an officer's ever going to do, to tell a man that his wife has got something 2 foot long in a box, you know.
All right, okay, I'm trying to get to where you guys are coming from. Monroe, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say to him, is it not better to do what you did, to do what she did with an artificial kind of stimulation than to go up and do it with other men?
Well, but again, I keep bringing up something people are not focusing on. One of them, and I'm talking now about, I got to get to the inventory here. There were two soft rubber simulated phallic devices. All right, ma'am? Please hear me out. One of them was flesh tone, the other black.
So?
Okay.
she could have done it with a black man. Is that worse, or is that not worse than doing it with, you know, a black artificial stimulator?
What man is going to compete with? We're talking about the one soft rubber simulated double-headed phallic device, 2 foot long, handle area, and plug and knob.
Okay, first of all,
right, what man can compete with that? That's all I'm talking about.
My boyfriend is a lot smaller than that. He can compete just fine, and I'm perfectly satisfied.
Well, that's what you are, ma'am. You are, and I'm very happy for you, and you've got a great relationship. I'm talking about a fellow officer. Now, we're doing a safety check, and he's home this evening, approximately 3:15 this afternoon, when I come across three hard plastic, you know, the vibrating devices and all the other.
But what if,
now,
we don't know, you don't know, he might have a sexual dysfunction, which is, you know, very common in today's age. I'm a psychology major, and erectile dysfunctions are very common in men. You have no idea to know that maybe he doesn't,
What are you trying to say?
Well, he might have a sexual dysfunction, and the wife might be trying to compensate for that. And using devices is perfectly normal. Wrong with that.
Well, maybe the question, I think, and let me anticipate you, Jay, the question is she supposed to be honest?
I think anyone's supposed to be honest about that. You don't keep, again, let me go to the inventory.
Yeah, we got the inventory, okay?
Well, I just, Phil, you know something? We had a very traumatic day today.
I understand that. You keep going to your inventory.
But what man is going to compete with a 12-inch long, hard plastic, cylindrical vibrating device, 1.7, 1.8 inches long? What man's going to compete with that?
I think your sexual life is lacking
don't
think you can compete with that.
No, ma'am. I beg your pardon?
You must be very, very uncomfortable with your own sexuality.
Do you own marital aids?
Hmm?
Do you own marital aids?
No, I do not. I don't need to. But it's perfectly normal.
You don't have to. There you go. If you did, it'd be violation of the marriage contract. And you're not married right now. Is that my understanding?
Right. I'm not married. Right.
So you have a boyfriend, correct?
Right.
All right. So there'd be no violation of marital vow in terms of that. We're talking about the violation of the marital contract. And I stepped away from the situation.
Did it say in the contract you cannot have marital aid?
I stepped away from the situation. I'll let them work it out.
But did it say in the contract you cannot have marital aid?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Did it say in the contract you cannot have marital aid?
It says the contract can't cheat.
But that is not cheating. That is not
Excuse me. How do you figure it's not cheating?
How do you figure that it is?
She's cheating with the simulated phallic device that is soft rubber.
She's cheating on her husband, with a rubber.
If he masturbates.
That's a whole different deal, because that is him pleasuring himself.
That's her pleasuring herself.
Using a foreign device, one black, one flesh tone, 2 soft rubber simulated phallic device.
That is no different than him watching a pornography video and pleasuring himself. Is he cheating on her with the women in the porn video?
I can tell you right now, in the Citizens Auxiliary Police Handbook, something other than the husband placed inside or anything simulated or double-headed.
What do you mean the Citizens Auxiliary? Is this in the handbook?
This is in our safe. Well, you know something? We're talking about a man who was very traumatized this afternoon, ma'am. If you want to laugh about that, you can do that.
I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing at you because you have no idea.
Excuse me. What don't I have an idea about?
Because it's perfectly normal to pleasure yourself with yourself.
With yourself,
I've taken human sexuality, and it's perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with
it.
And
where does it say in human sexuality you take 2 metal balls and stick them up your rear end? Where does it say that?
How do you know she stuck them up her rear end?
Excuse me. I beg your pardon?
How do you know she stuck the metal balls up her rear end?
What if she did? You know, where does it say in human sexuality?
Wait. I want to interrupt here, okay?
I mean, there are other ways.
I want to interrupt. What do you mean the handbook?
Citizens Auxiliary Police Safety Handbook. All right? In terms of the marital contract. When we talk about two software with a double-headed dildo, or double-headed, what you call double-headed device, is violation of safety procedure. All right?
Has somebody tried it to see if it's not safe?
I beg your pardon?
Has somebody tried it to see if it's not safe? How do they know it's a violation of safety?
Well, obviously it's 2 feet long. A child could strangle on it. Anything.
What kid is going to strangle on that?
Okay, Phil, if you want to make a joke about something that was very true...
I'm not making a joke. I'm asking a serious question. What kid's going to strangle on something like that?
Any kid wrap that around his neck, strangle himself with it?
Kid's going to find a 2-foot-long, rubber-simulated, double-headed phallic device and naturally wrap it around his neck.
Phil, this man was very hurt by his wife's infidelity with the double-headed device. And this kind of infidelity, I think I had to bring to his attention. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I want to thank the lady for her call this evening. Go to San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I was just going to say, didn't you ever think that maybe your friend
violated his side of the marital contract by not satisfying his wife.
I don't think that that... Are you... How old are you?
23.
You sound like you're 12 or something. You sound very young.
Well, you sounded very ignorant.
I sound ignorant. Why?
Because What?
In the Citizens Auxiliary Police Handbook, on a double-headed device, 12-foot-long double-headed device, you're in a violation of safety zone. And
that has nothing to do with it.
Wait a second. Two metal balls. Where do you put those?
Sir?
You're not putting them in your mouth. I'll tell you that. Yes, ma'am?
He's not satisfying his wife. He's not satisfying her. She's obviously
that is not. But he's not cheating on her. He's
what?
Not cheating. He's not
she's
cheating.
She's not cheating on him either.
Yes, she most certainly is.
It's just an object.
She was
it's
unfaithful to him. She was unfaithful.
How was she unfaithful?
Obviously, she was involved with this, with the 2 foot, with the soft rubber item.
Involved with it?
Yeah.
Why is it everything I'm saying here? People don't seem to understand.
What do you mean involved with it?
Phil, according to the police report that was filed this afternoon, by the items that we found in this box, she was obviously being unfaithful with the soft rubber phallic device. And again, I'm being laughed at, and I'd like to know why.
Because she's not
again,
being
I'm
unfaithful
being laughed
with
at,
an object.
And I'd like to know why.
And also, I have another question for you. What's the difference between a black and a... Black is flesh color, by the first of all. And also, like, what's the...
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, no,
How old are you?
I'm trying to pay you a compliment. You sound very... sort of a kittenesque kind of a thing with
well,
you.
Well, I'm nervous.
No, you sound real good. I mean, you sound, you know, good.
Well, Forget about it, okay?
What feels different between a black and a regular flesh toned?
I think what you're doing there is you're dealing with the sensitivities of the husband who had no idea that these things were there, number one. And then on top of it, she adds insult to injury. One of them is black and about 3 feet long. That's a slap to the face.
But the thing that is black is irrelevant. That is flesh tone. That's the same.
You may think it's irrelevant, but I'd say you're not a man, okay? You're not a white man. And
you know what? I'm very uncomfortable with this, okay?
Why is that?
Because I don't give a crap whether it was black or not. This is a privacy issue that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Let me ask the lady, you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Own marital aids?
What?
Own marital aids?
Of marital aids?
You own marital aids?
Do I have marital aids? No,
yeah.
I don't.
Would you use them if you had?
Maybe if you asked me to.
One of these things had a little flickering thing on it that really upset her husband. I don't know what it was. And, of course, we're right now going through the evidence.
Who cares? It's her business. It's not even her husband's business. Because you know why? It's not being his business when he didn't satisfy her. And, obviously, she didn't feel comfortable enough to come to him and tell him that.
She was cheating on him with something plastic.
She wasn't cheating, sir.
Yep, ma'am. She had something plastic 7 inches long.
Yeah, it's plastic. She's
spending a lot of time with it. She's spending an inordinate amount of time with it.
How do you know?
Well, why has she got it?
What if she got it?
Right.
Because she's unsatisfied with her husband, and she doesn't feel like she can tell him that.
Could you say that word again, satisfy?
What?
Could you say the word satisfy again?
I said unsatisfied.
Ooh.
What's wrong with that? Are you personally attacking me? That's a personal attack, sir.
No. Just say satisfy.
Satisfy.
Yikes.
What's wrong with that?
I like it.
Okay,
you're
look
sick.
At Santos.
You're totally sick.
You know something, man?
No, I just...
You're a typical cop.
No,
you're
ma'am.
A typical cop.
Oh, I'm a typical cop?
Jock cop. That's what you are.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
Look at Jay. Okay, let's get back on it.
No, just listen to the young lady's voice. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
All right, thank you very much.
Does she have to go? Do you have to hang up? Do you have to hang up?
I don't know. Does he want me to hang up?
Yeah, I think I'd like you to move on, and
okay.
I appreciate your
all
call
right.
very much.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Please, no. Do you mind that I recorded that, Phil?
I'm sorry?
Do you mind that I recorded that?
What?
That young lady's call?
I don't give a crap. What are you recording it for?
Just some things that we want to file. I want to put a dude.
I'm sorry?
It's just some stuff we want to file.
Here's Hickory on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, my name's Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Okay, I have a question for the gentleman. If
yes,
you
ma'am.
Went to the home to do a safety check.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you found these toys, as you call them, whatever.
Yeah.
You say that she's cheating. She's not cheating. She apparently loves her husband. That's why she's staying in the relationship with him. If these
How's she staying in the relationship when she's cheating on him with a big...
It's a plastic thing. It doesn't have a spirit. It doesn't have a soul. It is a plastic thing. If it's in her own bedroom, then apparently her husband didn't take time to look at it. You know, it's his business. If I see a box in my bedroom... I'm going to look at it and see what it is. It's in his own house. If he wanted to know, he would have looked. Maybe he knew but he didn't want to tell anyone. He's not satisfying her, apparently. He works all the time.
Have you got any of these items?
No, I don't.
You do not?
I don't need them, but if the time ever came that I did need them, I would go purchase them, and
May
that would be my business.
I want to do a checklist, if you wouldn't mind. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right. Number one, would you ever own a hard plastic cylindrical vibrating device?
If I felt the need, I'd go purchase one.
Okay. Which would you prefer, a plastic cylindrical vibrating device or the soft rubber simulated phallic device?
Whichever I felt the need for.
Would you choose which color, white or black?
White, black, green, purple, it wouldn't matter.
All right, how about the soft rubber simulated?
What difference does this make? Why are you asking her all of these questions?
You know, I mean,
first of all... What are you talking about?
I don't...
What?
What are you asking her all of these questions for?
I'm just doing a safety check.
What safety check? Asking the lady whether she'd buy a soft rubber simulated phallic. You sound like some freaking guy selling gum. Okay?
Another question. You said that...
Yes, ma'am.
You read that you were leaving it alone. Well, apparently everyone in your precinct knows about this issue, so it's not left to them to deal with. Everyone knows it.
Well, everyone knows.
Everyone knows who it is.
Well, we had our suspicions about Clarice.
I thought you weren't going to use any names, too.
I mean, you know, the poor lady's going to be embarrassed to even walk out in the street.
Well, she should have thought of that. She should have thought of that before she started, contacting these mail order houses.
Are you married? Am I married?
Yes, I am most certainly married.
Well, why don't you worry about your marriage instead of broadcasting everybody else's marriage on the air?
Well, what do you do with these metallic balls? I don't know what that is. What is that?
Well, why don't you purchase them and try them?
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm very happily married.
Well, then why don't you worry about your marriage and leave their marriage alone?
Would you prefer the metallic ball to the soft rubber simulated doublehead?
Myself, I would like to smack you upside the head with them.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm doing my job as a law enforcement officer.
You're not doing your job as a law enforcement. You're being a gossip.
Where is Hickory, by the way?
Hickory is about 45 minutes past Charlotte.
45 minutes past Charlotte.
Right.
Leave
them alone, you know. It's embarrassing. You know, she loves her husband, and she's not going outside of the marriage.
Are you at home right now?
No, I'm on a paper, and I was coming home from work, and, I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Are you married?
No, I'm engaged.
Engaged, really? Have you done anything, you know, with your boyfriend that would be considered aberrant prior to that?
Never mind, okay?
What color is your boyfriend, by the way?
He's green, purple, you know, whatever color he feels like being today. I mean, that has no difference. I mean, that's
what are you, Jay, what are you doing?
I like to hear her talk. That's
I think that you are, I mean, I think myself that you are you're prejudiced. You keep commenting on the color of that one certain object. You
that was a soft rubber simulated phallic device, black, with a simulated hanging scrotum.
When she went there, maybe they were out of the so-called perfect color that you say, and she got that color. You know, maybe it didn't matter to her. Maybe she was...
I'm just into your voice, that's all. I'm just listening to your voice, that's all.
I mean, what does your wife think? You know, does she get into this stuff, too? You know, you calling and prying on people's marriages?
Does she ever take it in the what?
Okay, that's it. That's fine, okay?
Talk to me, baby, please.
No, thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you, sir.
Please don't hang up.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. And put that nut on hold. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Talk to me. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We got, what is going on now? Jay, what's going on?
Phil, right now, hold on just a minute. Roger, we've got, we had a call out to another, it's the same residence, and we sent a couple of officers out on that, so.
What has happened?
We've got probably an emergency call on a double-headed rubber item.
You guys keep finding this stuff, man. Leave her alone is what, I'm not trying to tell you your job. Valencia on the Phil Henry Show, hello. Valencia, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
Oh, okay, turn my radio down.
Okay.
Okay, hello, is he there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have a question for
you. Jay, you there?
Right here, Phil.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
You keep referring to the fact that you had his permission to enter the house and his permission to check for safety reasons. You don't mention anything about having her permission.
You don't need a woman's permission in a situation like that.
A woman's permission. You don't need a woman's permission to search her underwear drawer and her personal?
At that particular point, that was their home, and he'd asked me to go into the underwear drawer.
Asked you specifically to look in the underwear drawer? Do they keep their safety equipment in their underwear drawer?
He told me they keep safety equipment in the bedroom.
Yeah, but did they say go into the underwear drawer?
Not specifically, no, but I'm looking at all options.
Your instincts just naturally drew you towards the female undergarment drawer.
And what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that seems a little perverse.
Oh, I'm perverse?
Oh, no, I'm not saying you're perverse. I'm saying the action itself seems kind of unfounded. Why would you think that an earthquake preparedness kit would be
I just wanted to see.
You just wanted to see? See what?
See. Well, I don't know what you're laughing about, ma'am.
I'm laughing because I think that you violated her personal belongings. She didn't know you would be in the house.
We
I know that it's a strange man.
Ma'am, we had a simulated double-headed rubber item that
okay,
I
Okay, I know. You like to talk about those items quite frequently. I've already heard that, and that's not what my question is. I understand that there were items.
I don't think you're being fair.
I'm not being fair?
I just wanted to see what it looked like.
You wanted to see what the items looked like?
Ma'am.
You could get a brochure.
Wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all.
I just want to see what it looked like.
Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad side, been down since I began to call.
I don't give a damn.
I can't read. I didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born on the bad side.
Phil Hendry.
I've been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all.
What's it look like anyway?
You know, if it wasn't for bad love, I wouldn't have no kind of love. If it wasn't for real bad love, I wouldn't have. Tell me I will never.